إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اتقوا الله فمن اتقاه وقاه ولم يشقى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind myself and then you to have the taqwa, the consciousness and awareness and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it is through obedience to Him that all problems are resolved, and it is the best provision in this life and the next. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, the world today is in search of stability and prosperity and security. And we look at the world and it is as if the world is crying out from all of the problems and hardships, diseases that are spreading, economic depression, instability, oppression of leaders. What is the cause of all of these evils, and what is the solution? The one who reflects upon the texts of the two revealed systems of law, or the two revealed sources of law, the Quran and the Sunnah, we find that the source of all sin is, excuse me, the source of all evil is sin and disobedience and kufr. And the means to attaining prosperity and happiness according to the revealed texts, according to the light of the Quran and the blessed Sunnah, the means to achieve security and stability and prosperity is through the taqwa of Allah, having faith in Allah, iman, and by obeying Him, and by believing in Him and following His law and what He has revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ. وَمَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ, and no musiba, no problem, no strife, no difficulty happens except because of what your hands have earned. And Allah forgives much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت عيد الناس ليذيقهم بعد الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, evil has appeared on land and in earth because of what the hands of man has earned, so that they may taste that of which they have done and that they may return to Allah. And Salama radiallahu anha, she narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no people will openly commit sin except that the punishment of Allah will soon befall them. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, one of the great scholars of this ummah, he said, after reflecting upon the Qur'an, looking at the world, he said, is there any problem except its cause is sin and disobedience to Allah? Is there anything, any problem that has happened in the world except that it is due to sin, disobeying Allah, going away from the divine guidance, going away from the light of prophetic example, leaving the system of divine guidance that Allah has sent down for mankind? This is the cause of instability and problems and hardships and depression and psychological problems. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he warned his ummah about the result of sins being practiced openly. And he said in one hadith, "I fear for you five things, I hope that I never see them." And one of them, he said, when zina is practiced openly, and when alcohol is drank, and riba is practiced, then when zina is practiced, lewdness, openly, then I fear that, or then what will happen is that epidemics, diseases will spread amongst the people that did not exist before. Today we see the spread of AIDS, Ebola, other diseases that were never widespread in the past. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, obedience to Allah brings security. Allah says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Let them worship the Lord of this house, the one that has provided for them food when they were hungry, and He gave them safety and security when they were in fear. The safety and security is from Allah. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, true iman, true faith in Allah is the cause of security and stability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمَنُ. Those who have iman, faith in Allah, and they don't cover that iman with dhulm, with shirk, then they are the ones who will achieve security, aman, stability, safety from fear, establishment on the earth. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, guarding from all harms is from Allah, as the beautiful advice of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave to Mu'adh, who was riding with him on an animal, he gave a beautiful advice that if we all followed it, if the Ummah of Islam followed it, all of the hardships would be lifted from the Ummah. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, احفظِ الله يحفظك. Something all of us should contemplate. Guard Allah and He will guard you. احفظِ الله يحفظك. This is shart and jawab al-shart. احفظِ الله, you guard Allah and Allah will guard you. Protect Allah, literally the meaning, protect Allah's commandments by not violating them, by obeying Him, by being obedient to Him. يَحْفَظْكَ. Allah will guard you, Allah will protect you, Allah will grant you security. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He strikes the example of a city, a town that was blessed with blessing upon blessing, but then that city turned away and did not show gratitude to Allah, and then Allah struck that city with a calamity and with poverty. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً آمَنَتْ. Allah strikes the example of a town that had iman. But what happened? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعَمِ اللَّهِ. They disbelieved, they were ungrateful They had kufr. They didn't believe and obey Allah. They didn't use those blessings to obey Allah, but rather فَكَفَرَتْ. They rejected belief in the blessings and they were ungrateful. So what happened to them? فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا بِمَا كَفَرُوا بِمَا كَفَرُوا بِأَنْعَمِ اللَّهِ. That Allah made them taste the clothing of hunger and of fear because they rejected the blessings of Allah. It's a very clear example for all of humanity. A clear solution to all the problems faced by humanity. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, evil will never be repelled by the force of armies or by statisticians and by worldly knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says how evil will be repelled. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will protect those who have iman. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will protect who? Those who have iman. That is the condition. If one has iman, Allah will protect. Allah will guard. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, the world today is faced with earthquakes, with poverty, with depression. People very wealthy, but suffering from depression. We see instability and fighting amongst Muslims. We see the division and the political instability. And we see earthquakes and hurricanes and landslides. What is the cause of all of this? They say in Arabic, Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. The reward will be in according to the action. When sins are done, the difficulties and hardships befall the ummah. We see in the Muslim lands, not to talk about non-Muslim lands, open drinking of alcohol, zina, men and women openly doing evil acts on public television, in the satellite channels. We see the spread of riba openly being practiced. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, many Muslim countries, not to mention non-Muslim countries, alcoholism and drugs are spread. When these are the actions that are being done, then will the result that comes from that be anything but evil and sin, evil and corruption? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, there will be from my ummah those who permit drinking and music. There will be from my ummah those who permit drinking, and they will hear music from above their heads. Allah will cause the earth to slide from under them and change them into apes and pigs. Narrated by Ibn Majah. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, she was asked, tell us about the earthquake, the zilzal. She radiallahu anha, she said, if zina is practiced and alcohol is drunk and musical instruments are played, then Allah will have ghira from above the heavens and He will command the earth, zanzili, shake. He will command the earth to shake. And if they repent and they leave those sins, then He will leave them. But if they do not, He will cause the earth to collapse upon them. The Sahaba, they said, O Mother of the Believers, is this a punishment for them? She said, this is a warning and a mercy for the believers. And this is an example and a punishment and an anger for those who disbelieve. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, if zina and riba are practiced in a town, Allah will permit its destruction. We look also at the practice of many Muslims in cheating in the scales, cheating one another economically. Unfortunately, the dunya has taken control over many of our character. The dunya has become empowered over our values, over our beliefs and our morality. So we find the cheating amongst Muslims, the cheating in the scales. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, if people cheat on the scales, that is, they cheat in their business transactions, then Allah will cause poverty to afflict them and oppression of their rulers over them. Tyranny of their rulers over them. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, we see also this effect of the dunya on our hearts and on all of the believers. The Prophet ﷺ warned about a time when this dunya would be the cause, the loving of the dunya, the chasing of the dunya, it would be the cause of our weakness and humiliation. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you sell by the aina, aina is a type of riba transaction, and if you chase the tails of the cattle, that is, you become too busy with your livestock or your worldly matters and neglect the religion, and you leave jihad fi sabilillah, Allah will place a weakness over you. And this weakness, this wahan, this hawan, weakness, that complete weakness without any ability to move, this is what hawan means. This weakness will not leave you until you return to your religion. This is narrated by Abu Dawood. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, we hear about these punishments and yet we still commit these sins. When will we realize that these punishments around us are a result of our own actions? Look at the Salaf al-Salih and how they were sensitized. They were so sensitive to sin. Muhammad ibn Sirin, he had a son. And this son, he became depressed because of some debts that he had. And so he said one day, I know why I'm depressed because of these debts. It is due to a sin that I committed 40 years ago. He realized, he felt the effect of his sin from 40 years ago. And yet today we commit sins openly and do not even regret it the same moment we practice it. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these hearts of our Salaf al-Salih were alive with the wahi. They were sensitized, the Quran, they were sensitized to the warnings of Allah and His admonitions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we want what is with Allah, we pray to Allah, we make dua to Him. If we want what is with Allah, His help, His security, His blessings, He wants Him to remove our hardships and bring love and security and unity amongst the Muslims. This can only be attained through one means, through obedience to Allah, through taqwa of Allah, through returning to the divine system of life and making Allah the center of our worship, true tawheed, true iman. True iman, it means that Allah is our greatest purpose of life. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Say that my salah, my prayer, and my sacrifice, but not only that, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي, my life and my death, my life and my death is for Allah. There is no sharik, there is no other partner with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَى وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the towns, they had iman and taqwa, these two conditions, iman and taqwa, we would open the skies for them of blessings. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ والأرض, and we would cause the earth to have blessings for them. Our wrist itself, the blessing in our wrist is connected to taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِمْ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, fear and obedience and consciousness to Allah, then He will give him a way out from all hardships, and He will give him His provisions, His rizq, His bounties. Allah will give the rizq, the bounties and blessings from places he could not expect. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, we see amongst each other and in this society and all societies the spread of psychological illnesses, diseases, depressions, sadness, suicide amongst rich nations more than poor. The cause of this, this depression, this loneliness, this wahsha in the heart, is due to sin, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has this darkness of sin in his heart, even all the pleasures of dunya that are available, every pleasure will not take care of that, will not remove it. This is why we see the richest of people, the most famous people in the spotlight, killing themselves. Because the darkness of sin will not be removed except through returning to Allah. That wahsha, that loneliness will not go away until the heart is reconnected to Allah. One of the pious, righteous men, he said, if you feel the darkness of sin, you feel the loneliness due to your sin, then abandon sin and seek Allah's closeness. The two will not mix together. Sinning, disobedience, and the closeness to Allah, these two cannot combine. So abandon the sin, you will find the uns, the closeness, the sweetness of faith, the sweetness in worship. How some of our Salaf as-Salih, they used to say, one of the ulama, that if the kings and the princes, they knew the sweetness that we had, this pleasure that we experienced through ibadah, through worship, through knowing Allah, they would come with their swords and fight us to take the sweetness away from us. If they only knew this experience that a person has when he truly loves Allah and knows Allah. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says the key to the goodly life is through iman. The key to the goodly life, a really fulfilled, happy, purposeful, content life, is through iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ عَمِنَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. And whoever does good, وَمَنْ عَمِنَ صَالِحًا, whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, and he has iman, he has faith, he believes in Allah and surrenders to Him. A mu'min, iman is not just a speech on the tongue. The definition of iman, the ulama give, what is said by the tongue and confirmed by the heart and the limbs. So the person who has iman and he does righteous deeds, then Allah will give him, لَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ, we will give him life. We will bring to life for him a goodly life. لَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give them a happy and goodly life. Without Allah is a physical life, but a dead soul. A soul that is dead. With Allah, the soul finds contentment. The heart is relaxed. The eye is cooled. The desires are contented and taken care of. The person finds stability, finds peace of mind, finds relaxation. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا أَرِحْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ يَا بِلَال. أَرِحْنَا, bring us the easiness, O Bilal, by calling the adhan. The sound of the adhan brings tranquility to the soul, as the Prophet ﷺ said. And Allah Most High, He says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Isn't it by remembering Allah that the hearts are tranquilled, find tranquility, find ease. Allah بِذِكْرِ لَا تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. This is اطمئنان, the contentment that everyone is searching for. Every nation is searching for. Every individual, a male or female, adult and child, they're seeking this اطمئنان, contentment, relaxation of the heart and mind. And where is it? Allah tells us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ لَا تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Is it not by the remembrance of Allah, by being conscious of Him, that the hearts will become tranquil and at ease? أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the consciousness and taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الْأَبَرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. It is indeed those who do the birr, that do righteousness, they will be in na'im, they will be in happiness and jannah and pleasure. And وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. And those who do sin, those who reject faith, those who leave faith, leave iman and abandon their faith, لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. They are in the hellfire. But Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says Jahim is not, this ayah is not just talking about the hereafter. These two ayahs, إِنَّ الْأَبَرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Ibn Qayyim, he said no. This is not just referring to on the hereafter, but it is referring to the three abodes. In this worldly life, in the grave, and in the hereafter. What is the Jahim of this worldly life? Ibn Qayyim, he says it is the distress and sadness caused by sin. It is the sadness of sinning and being away from Allah, and not feeling that closeness to Allah. Those sins that take us away from Allah, that is the Jahim. When a person is in kufr, he doesn't have any iman, he's in a state of Jahim in this world, and then in the grave, and then in the hereafter. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, through obedience to Allah, we find the truly contented, happy life. We find aman, security is attained, and stability amongst individuals and nations is attained. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we look at the world today and the fighting, the disputes, the Muslims jealous of one another, seeking to attain the dunya of one another, fighting and disputing and so on. What is the cause of this? The scholars, they mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the imams, meaning the rulers, the kings, the sultan, they will not leave ruling by the divine revelation, they will not leave ruling by the law of Allah, except that they will be fighting amongst each other. When people, they leave following the law of Allah, they use other systems of life, of guidance, not divine guidance, then they will dispute and have butts. They will have fighting with one another. Man-made laws. Laws that are conjecture of people. They abandon the pristine revelation of the Qur'an and the light of the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah says in the Qur'an, whoever turns away from remembering me, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. ضَنْكَ is a word that means constrained, constricted life. They will feel like a constriction in the heart, in the chest, in the mind. Exactly what people call depression today. Sadness, loneliness. This is the dunk. This is the jahim of this dunya. Due to sin, due to kufr, due to leaving Allah, leaving His commandments and abandoning His guidance. honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the causes of corruption is abandoning commanding good and forbidding evil. This is one of the conditions for the khayriya of this ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You command to good and you forbid evil. Today, the person who commands good and forbids evil, he's called an extremist, he's called a fundamentalist. Leave everybody alone. Just practice Islam yourself. This is not what Islam teaches us. Allah teaches us to be the best nation for mankind, calling to good and forbidding evil and believing in Allah. Iman and commanding good and forbidding evil. And Allah cursed the Bani Israel. كانوا لا يتناهون عن ذنب فعلوا. They did not forbid the sins that they used to do. They did not forbid one another. They saw one another doing sin and they just left them. كانوا لا يتناهون. They did not command good and forbid evil. So this is the condition for getting the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if people see evil and they do not forbid it, then the punishment of Allah will closely or soon come to them. The izzah, honor, the ummah today is in humiliation. Where is izzah? Where is honor? Where is dignity? Where is true rights? Allah says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِ. To Allah is true izzah. You want izzah? It comes from Allah. وَلِرَسُولِهِ, and from following His Messenger. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and by having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to return to our religion. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, final thing that he mentioned, is that obedience to Allah is a fortress. And every hardship results from leaving the fortress. When a person is in that fortress, the thieves, the murderers cannot harm him. But when he leaves that fortress, then the bandits, they attack him. Obedience to Allah as an individual, as an ummah, as a nation, as mankind, if we're within that fortress, then we're safe. When we leave it, then all of the bandits, all of the evils happen to us. May Allah save us from all the evils. May Allah, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma izzal islam wal muslimin. Allahumma izzal islam wal muslimin. Allahumma adhill ash-shirk wal mushrikeen. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق ومن الرياء ومن البخل والعجب والكبر. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأخرجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر واجري الخير على أيدينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل أرض يحارب فيه الإسلام. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا. اللهم تقبل منا. اللهم آنس وحشتنا. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بالإيمان. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. الراس توهاتلنو يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please straighten the line and close the gaps. Shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Do not have differences with one another. Remember Allah in your salah and have the khushu'a to Him. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سبحان رب العظيم. سبحان رب العظيم. سبحان رب العظيم. سبحان رب العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا. الله أكبر.